The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, I am Mattman.
That means I'm 9.
Not necessarily, but today it is. You really are.
And in this case, it does.
This is After Hours with the Rise Guys. We haven't mentioned this yet in the last couple, but please, if you just happen upon this the first time or whatever, subscribe. I mean, you can unsubscribe later. But it's free. There's no upsell, any of that crap.
Yeah. And if you like it, you should like it.
Yeah, please do. And then also feel free to communicate with us feedback wise on social media. We enjoy that feedback because it's not live and it's really the only feedback we get because we don't do calls or texts on this.
Yes, we appreciate it very much when we hear from people.
Yeah, absolutely. We see the numbers that people are listening in all over the freaking world, which is awesome. But like, I'd love to hear, why are you listening? What was so good? I don't know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Why was that good? I mean, thank you, but why?
What'd you like about it?
Who you like, who you don't like. That kind of thing.
That's funny. I would see it for our latest episode, like where it's been. Oh, no, just this country. No, Cuba. There's one in Cuba.
What?
Yeah, they keep getting one in.
Thank you for your service.
Sancti Spiritus, Cuba.
Thank
you. So apparently, we got a CIA operative who listens.
Yeah.
And then we're the Germany downloads are picking up too.
That's great. We used to get those ones that was the Seychelles Islands like all the time.
Oh yeah.
And it's like, oh, we have a military base there. Thank you for your service.
Yeah.
And
we also
hope you're not like smuggling drugs listening to our podcast or something.
According to these analytics, we should definitely be saying, hey, Charlotte, how y'all doing up there?
What is up, Charlotte?
Thank you. We have more than twice as many downloads from Charlotte as we do from any other individual city.
They probably heard us talking about their crazy roads that go in different directions several podcasts ago. It's like, okay, that's right. I can get behind these guys. They know what's up.
Dude, if you combine Greenville, Spartanburg, and Anderson together, we have fewer than in Charlotte.
Wow. What is up? What is up, Buzz City?
We're also hitting good in Hickory and Asheville and Nashville, Tennessee for some reason, and Raleigh.
How far away are we from Hickory? I know we've been there, but...
Hickory's on like, the outskirts of the listening area.
Yeah, but like, how long of a car ride from this area?
2.5 hours, maybe.
Okay.
2 hours, 2.5. Maybe two. Probably two. Yeah.
They have a little trade show kind of thing, you know, that I've been doing. And that was somebody that does something and said, hey, I do this thing. It's still in Hickory. I'm like, God, I can't remember if that's like 5 hours away or like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Rather than Google it, I asked you live, live to tape.
We're also we do quite well. There's New York City, Dallas, Athens, Georgia, Oak Ridge, Tennessee.
Oh, well, I hope some of the boys.
Yeah.
The Oak Ridge Boys.
Probably is.
Giddy up, boom, pop, boom, pop, mow, mow.
I bet that sounded good in your speakers, didn't it?
Probably not.
Well, suck it.
I bet it did. That's funny. We're just having fun.
I get my new microphone today between 3:15 and 7:15.
Okay. So, the one like I got?
Yes.
Or did you get a different kind?
I got the same exact one. I copy you, and because you put the time in on looking up when it comes to tech electronic stuff. Like we have the same, I think the same TV, similar, very close, similar, same exact surround sound.
Yeah, same, we do.
Butt plugs.
Yeah. Just different sizes.
Yes. Yeah. I didn't know you started with gauges first, but nevertheless. I just said, give me that one there. No, we don't use those.
See, I do stuff like that, and then you're going to help me out with some analytical program type stuff we were talking about off air.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I do stuff like sure. that, and then there's other things that you excel in.
Well, thank you. But to those of you that are listening all around the country, in fact, the world, text podcast to 72341. You'll get a text back, and there'll be two links. One to this podcast, which you're already listening to and hopefully subscribed. But then the other one is the morning show that we reference so much, the Rise Guys. And then you can listen to that one too.
Yeah, you get both of them.
But be loyal to this one, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is the bread and butter, guys. You know what I mean?
Yeah, make sure you download this one.
This one is home.
This
one in particular.
Yeah.
This is home. The other one's a lake house.
You keep talking like, yeah.
I ain't saying nothing. I'm just saying too much.
Yeah. Man, I mentioned on the show one day last week, clever of me there, that I had a Tesla truck, Cybertruck behind me in traffic.
Oh, that was, yeah. I've seen tons of pictures, never seen one in real life.
First of all, it was distracting as hell. Like you couldn't stop looking at the mirror when this thing's behind you. But
I hate staying in real life. Yeah. It is what it is, but it's too much now, especially when people shorten it with the
IRL.
Acronym. Oh, Jesus Christ. First time I saw it, I was like, is that some kind of URL?
Man, the one I hate the most is FRFR.
For real, for real?
Yeah, I can't stand
it.
Can't stand it.
God. I just figured that's a fun game we should play. I'd never heard that before. My second guess was going to be France.
You'll see a lot of it on the end of messages and posts. And
oh, my God. That tells me you're too young to be talking to unless we related.
Yeah, it'd be everything else with for real, for real. Ugh.
I don't say that like in I don't say that IRL.
No, never. It hurt YK? Me to say that.
YK?
No, I thought you meant you don't say IRL, because when I said IRL earlier, it physically pains me to say IRL.
I don't like saying neither one of them.
Well, that's what I'm talking about, the Indy Racing League.
Say that one more time?
Unless I'm talking about the Indy Racing League.
Okay, because I thought you said Indian Racist League, and I was like, you better not.
No.
You said you burned your robe.
I never had that. That was my bathrobe. I never had one of those.
Oh.
No. Yeah. I burned my bathrobe getting high. I never had whatever you're talking about.
Let's digress real quick.
Yes. Here's the thing I think about the Cybertruck. I think Tesla will be around for a long time, but pardon my beep. But I don't know that the Cybertruck will. I don't know that the Cybertruck will not just be kind of a fad thing that isn't around and it's like,
what's the sticker price? I don't even know. I'm going to guess 200K easy. Or, I mean, that's probably incredibly low. I think
they start less than 200. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Let me look.
Because, I mean, they're for a while, man, like a regular Bronco is 100K in America.
Yeah.
Those came down pretty sharply, did they not?
Boy, anybody who paid 100 grand for one of those is dumb.
I know somebody that paid 120 and paid
Do
it.
Do I know them?
You've seen pictures of them.
Okay.
Very vague. But nevertheless, they paid $124 and had to wait a year and a half on a wedding list before they even got it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'd say? Fuck that.
No way in hell, man. But yeah, the 2024 Cybertruck, a lot cheaper than you thought. Starts at 82 and goes up to 102.
Oh.
What's... So it's not that it's that ridiculously expensive. It's just that it's hard to get because there aren't many of them yet. But that's I don't think it'll stick, man.
I was looking at a truck. I was like, oh, that would be handy for various things and blah, blah, blah. And it wasn't even like to the nines, as they say, you know, decked out, blah, blah, blah. It was $67,000. And I'm like,
yep.
Yeah. Sit down, Ubu.
My dog's mad about it. That's Inga.
Good dog. Oh, sit down, Inga. Good dog. I don't think there's sound effects anymore. I've noticed they're different now.
Yeah, she gets mad. Inga, it's okay, Bear.
You know, I had a neighbor where we moved after Poe Mill that had this this thing when you got on their porch, it would play the dog sound effects. They probably get the idea from Home Alone, but they didn't have a real dog. Like, it just played it some kind of deterrent, you know, as like, hey, I'm not going to break in there. There's a dog.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a great deterrent, man. You come up on my porch, you're going to hear two big dogs barking.
But I would have it like Samuel L. Jackson saying, get off my MFing porch, MF.
That don't scare people much as dog bark.
What if, it was...
if it's because when you it's an instinctive thing. It's primal. Yeah. You hear a dog bark and you immediately know if that sounds like a big dog or a small dog and how scared you ought to be.
Yeah.
If it sounds like a big dog and you don't know where it is, you pucker. It's just natural.
Oh, man. They call them Kegels now.
They do.
Kegels? Mm-hmm. Krogers? I don't know.
One of those.
Nevertheless.
But there's been a lot of things that were supposed to be the next big thing over the years. And I don't see the Cybertruck taking off. Nothing does anymore. Everything's a niche now. But I just don't know if they'll still be making them in 10 years.
What are they made of? Are they titanium? Oh, they can't be titanium.
I don't know.
That's the thing. Like, the cost of making that, that's why I thought they were going to be, like, well over.
They may be cost prohibitive. I've seen some stuff about the manufacturing cost is ridiculous. They may be cost prohibitive.
Hmm. See, I also think you're going to have those issues the way they do out west with they were making those mirror homes and using the sunlight for energy, but birds were seeing the houses and thinking they were the sky and just running into them, killing themselves.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It like was killing a crap ton of birds. And they're like, all right, Mother Nature, you win because you're fighting back against us using your energy.
Yeah, exactly.
It's this weird kind of thing. But also, yeah. God, could you imagine like stumbling while doing yard work and you fall against that hot mirror ass house? Holy crap.
That would suck.
That'd burn you.
That's way worse than them vinyl car seats when you were a little kid wearing shorts. Oh,
my God. Dude, anything as a small child wearing short shorts in the summertime. Whether it be a slide at the Dairy Queen that would, you'd almost hear it sizzling.
That's because they were made out of polished aluminum. They're sitting there reflecting the sun.
You'd catch a screw that was a little loose upside the leg. Ah, we don't need no tetanus shot.
Yeah.
I'm wired right now. I'm drinking a Red Bull just so I can keep my energy pace going, and now I regret drinking the Red Bull.
No, you're fine. My energy's a little down right now because it's been a long time since I had anything to eat, but you're doing great. I like your energy.
Oh, thank you.
You know something that...
It sounds exaggerated, and I guess it is only because of caffeine, but no bakery or nothing.
The one of the things I thought was going to stick, I didn't like it because when it gave me a headache, I thought the 3D televisions were going to be bigger than they were, but man, nobody wanted that. Maybe I'm not the only one who got a headache from trying to watch 3D movies, though.
Well, yeah, I mean, you have to still wear some kind of eye feature, correct? For that to match, it couldn't manifest itself in some kind of 4D world where we only would be able to see in 3D.
Yeah. I mean, it wouldn't be like it would be like in Star Wars where they have the 3D projections like Obi-Wan Kenobi giving messages from R2-D2 and stuff. It wouldn't be like that.
I seriously was just thinking, is it 2D without the glasses? And if we close one eye, is it 1D?
That's a great question.
I don't know the answer to that. And it sounds a passe word. I can't say anymore for me even have thunk it.
No, I don't. It wouldn't be.
Dimension. No, it's dimension.
Yeah.
But when you cross your eyes, you see
I dot mine.
I cross mine.
My legs.
No. So something else you said there, that something I thought was going to take off really big, and it kind of went sideways. Again, it's kind of hard to say that because viral now is as little as like 12 hours. Like a viral video, it went hot for 12 hours, and then the new has worn off.
Yeah.
That's why you want this. Let me, I need to sneeze or something.
Dude, oh. You got your button.
I ain't got a sneeze thing on here.
Oh, you mute though.
Well, now you tell me. Yeah. Oh, I see it. You know, things that I thought were going to be bigger than they were. Gosh, I had a thought a minute ago, and now I can't remember what it was. I really,
there's so many, man. Like, it's easy to get lost. Well, so no,
the burnout is what I was thinking. It's now is the time if you're ever gonna, you know, knock on wood, ever have some kind of scandal. Mm-hmm. Like, now's the time where you ain't gonna have no OJ Summers anymore. You know,
no, nothing lasts that long.
I mean, the Johnny Depp thing wouldn't have lasted as long as it did had they not done a Netflix series about it.
Yeah, like, imagine the stuff going on the college campuses right now. If it had happened in the 90s, it would have been a much bigger story for a much longer time. This is going to stick around.
Well, they wouldn't have been protesting then because they were girls gone wild.
That's maybe true.
Maybe we'd let GG Dub come back and it will. I'm not even going to say.
Joe Francis, we need you.
No, we don't.
No, I'm kidding. That's a joke. That's a joke.
You know, you just try to. You try to see this world right now and just through all kinds of different goggles, eyes, whatever.
Lenses.
Lenses. Yeah. Lenses. Mm-hmm. And, man, yeah. A lot of angst.
Yeah.
I said that like Trump. Angst.
You know something?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something a lot of people bet on a couple years ago. Remember Quibi?
I remember the name. Was that a free TV channel or am I thinking of Tubi?
It was the streaming service. It was started by Jeffrey Katzenberg, the dude who was, he ran Disney for like a decade, and then he co-founded DreamWorks with Steven Spielberg.
Yeah.
So a dude who knows his stuff, right? A dude with a track record here, but he's the founder of Quibi, and it was a streaming service. And it was all going to be short stuff, like episodes were a few minutes long, 10-minute episodes.
Oh, I do, yeah.
Because nobody has any attention span anymore. It flopped like hell, lost over $1 billion, and they shut it down.
Well, yeah, the attention span comes from, and this isn't like because we're on the radio and you know, there's commercials and stuff. It's almost good for your brain to have a little bit of an intermission when watching something, especially if it's something real dramatic or whatever. It almost sounds like it's Kama Sutra. You know, it's like, oh, I don't want to finish yet. I want to pause for a minute, you know. But but then going right to your phone, you know, that's a different stimulation, especially late at night. You're going from screen to screen with the eyes, and then you're going to try to go to bed. But
well, do you know who? Do you know who all beat? Or go ahead, finish. I'm sorry.
Well, I was going to say the ending I was going to do with that, and I'm glad you shortened it for me because I would have went on and on. Is, and it could be bigger than I know. Is the VR stuff? Like,
yeah,
I know plenty of people that go and do it experiences, but I don't know anybody that's rocking them $2,500 Oculus Sixes or whatever it is.
I mean, a good many people have them at home. I think one thing about it is content is limited at this stage. AI, when we get AI making, when we get AI doing all the programming and all the video games and stuff, it'll be unlimited then. But right now, I believe it's very limited. But
you hear that sigh just then?
Yeah.
That's a sigh of disgust.
Yeah,
and you know what somebody said to me, and look at the screen. Oh, you can't see me. But a friend of ours said to me, when you show your anger or whatever about AI, is it you're scared of it or is because you think it will replace you one day? I think I've already said this, but nevertheless, it's more of just like the creative part of the brain, the workhorse bodies of human beings, at least in America, I feel like it's on a decline of people wanting to, and you say, well, you sit down and talk, but I busted my ass years prior to this in real jobs, workforce stuff, but everybody wants the cushion that not work as hard, and the creativity, if that's wiped out too, like we're going to be walking around as zombies under one programming, and that's why they call it television programming, even radio programming. I always say show, it's not a program.
Well,
because it kind of pushes that out into society, that way of thinking.
The creativity's going away. I mean, everything's whitewashed now because everything has to be cool with everybody. Like all the movies that come out now, the big blockbusters, they all have to be cool in China and cool here, and nobody can be too mad about any of them.
Let me ask you a very
you have to write these movies for an entire world audience, whereas you know that humor here is different from humor in other places.
Yeah, but even when you remember the numbers, and I can't give you specifics, but the Disney numbers that came out last year about certain, you know, projects they were doing, movies they came out with, where they called them the woke Disney movies and all that.
Yeah.
They saw that, no, this is maybe not, I'm not talking about all of them, and don't read too far into this. I'm actually trying to prove a point, not you and I, but those listening, that if just because you take the same story and interchange the gender or the skin color of the same characters, we start to realize you're just selling us the same shit in a different box.
But we ain't quit buying it yet.
Well, we didn't buy those last numbers. Okay. There's a decline for sure.
There is a decline, but it hasn't stopped them. They'll just keep doing it and we'll go see it.
They'll just
shove it down our throats because now there's only about five companies left that make damn movies. And there might only be three because those three probably own the other two.
Yeah. No crap.
But even with the Quibi thing, the 10-minute episode, nobody has an attention span. Dude, you had Katzenberg started it, and then you had investors were Walt Disney Company, 21st Century Fox, NBC Universal, Sony, Warner Media, Viacom, Fremantle Media, Lionsgate, MGM, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan Chase, Alibaba, Liberty Global, ITV, BBC Studios. Like everybody was invested in this thing, and it flopped miserably because we do still have an attention span.
But why? What's the big push? Because there is data that says, like the scrolling thing. I think it was you have 12 seconds. It could be even lower. It's like the doomsday clock. It keeps going lower or closer.
Well, that's
like 12 seconds to grab someone's attention and you lose them. Yeah, and that's like when you do like what we're doing now, or even on the radio. Like to hear that is like you're not going to get an authentic show because I'm going to be talking so fast that I want to get you to listen.
Well, on this show, we've been talking about it for 22 minutes. And if people are still listening 22 minutes in, that means they have an attention span because they're interested in what we're talking about. And the thing is with social media, most of the stuff that's posted is a short clip or it doesn't matter and nobody actually gives half a shit about it and they just scroll on to the next thing. But if you actually have something engaging, then they will be engaged by it.
But you have to give
them something they want, not just something.
You got to get their attention to start with. It's like, I'll be very honest, and I can't tell you the name, not because I'm embarrassed, I just can't recall, but I saw on Instagram this very attractive woman that popped up, on the feed. And she's a country singer. And I clicked over to her profile and I was like, I'll be honest. I was like, oh, hot girl, country singer. Let's listen to her. You know, I bet I know how she got to Nashville, whatever. God, an incredible voice, incredible voice. But what got me to hear her singing was how good looking she was. I'm just admitting that, whatever it is. So you got to do something. Now, we don't have all them good looks that we can just put a picture of us wearing chaperones only with white cow. Something about the white cowgirl boots. My God, ladies, you get in our minds and you give us boners.
They got the idea from Pee Wee's Big Adventure. Pee Wee had white boots on, I believe.
The America's Team cheerleaders have something to say, not the Braves. Yeah. The Braves never had cheerleaders. Could you imagine?
Well, Otis
Nixon would have went crazy.
Girls I've known in my life like Pee Wee's Big Adventure a hell of a lot more than they like football.
Oh, yeah.
By and large. There's exceptions.
Yeah. There are those that finally succumbed to the pressure and said, well, I'm getting tired of pretending to do things here in the kitchen. I'm going to sit down and watch this with him. Who is Tony Dorsett?
That's fun.
Yeah.
What else was the big thing?
Man, I'm sitting here. I don't know how you do it, but I'm conversing with you, and I can't do that and then on another channel of my brain think of these other examples. Mm-hmm. Like, tell me one. I'll tell you one that I thought of, but then I was like, okay, there's a reason why. But it's waterbeds. Like, I'm surprised that hasn't come back again unless you knew someone or you yourself, a la freaking me, had one.
Well, they're too much of a pain in the ass now. Think about it. Like, now you want a product you can sell to anybody. That's why those purple mattresses and stuff like that are popular because they just ship it right to your house. A waterbed's a pain in the ass.
Yeah, I mean, it was.
You can't ship it. Somebody's got, you got to have a hose to set it up. How are you going to get a hose to the 10th floor? How are you going to fill it up in the 10th story of an apartment?
Well,
like how, yeah. How are people in New York City ever going to have water beds? They really can't reasonably do it.
That. I'm talking about somebody that maybe lives in a ranch style home.
But now, just like the movies, everything has to be available to everybody. We have to make a product that's good for everybody. We can't just make a product that some people are excluded from. We're trying to sell this to everybody on the damn planet.
You know what's crazy? Let me give you this is me kind of like angry about it, but also like, yeah, whatever. You know, the whole thing you mentioned, like free or equal access to things, mainly the internet. So,
and I don't mean that in like an exclusionary kind of way. I just mean that if you're making a product now, you have to make it so that everybody has a use for it and the ability to use it if they buy it.
Right. Yeah. But as long as there's enough, because I'll give you a good example. Internet at the Forum is, I don't even want to tell you the number, but it's probably double what you pay. I know it's double what I pay just because you can't get it through the usual.
Yeah.
But if you go, I think it's 15 minutes or 15 miles, I forget, into a certain metropolis city where I understand there's like free access to internet.
Yeah.
For everyone. Because it's like, remember they wanted to put it in buses. Like, oh, people in the bus have that. Like, well, you know what? Like, I mean, maybe I'm showing my age or I'm showing my ass, but like, well, you ain't gonna always have internet access. Like, you're taking the bus to work. Sit there.
The internet has become such a commodity now that we want we try to make sure everybody has internet access everywhere they go for free. That's what we're gonna do that, but we're still gonna charge for damn water.
Oh my God.
Because we in our minds now we've so lost and so far gone that we need the internet more than water. That's all that can say. That's what that says about our society. Oh, our society values the internet more than we value the very thing that keeps all of us alive every day.
It's the free gift we purchase.
It is.
It's like, you know, the streaming platforms you get through your cell phone provider, which also is, you can bundle that with this. And I get my life insurance, my cell phone, my internet, and all my medicine from Walmart.
I get all mine from Amazon now.
That's going to be your choices in the future.
That's
going to be political parties. Hey, did you vote for Walmart? Nah, I'm a prom guy, MF.
Well, that's the end game of capitalism. It's a game of monopoly, and at the end of it, one person owns it all.
Yeah.
That's how capitalism is if one person owns it all.
You know what? Don't you want them to just start, go ahead. It's almost like you don't want to be told to do it. Just go ahead and do it. Remember the thing I did, not I'm wanting credit for it because I'm not going to allude to it, but the thing I said, you know what? Let's just not do this anymore before it ever becomes a thing. You remember what I'm talking about?
No.
Okay. Well, shoot. I don't want to not say now. Remember
was it an intro
to a segment.
Okay.
That we do three times a day.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I got you now.
All right. So go ahead and make a Monopoly woman. Go ahead before somebody starts scratching their head one day and saying, God bless it. Who can we attack now? Who can we go after?
Because there's a Mrs. Potato Head.
Yes, there is. And Mr. Monopoly he's not even Caucasian. He's straight up white. He's white.
Mr. Moneybags or whatever, Rich Uncle Moneybags or Penny Bags.
Of course. Doesn't have a monocle anymore, or was that the planner's guy? I can't remember.
One of the both.
One of them had it. One of them had glasses on both sides.
Yeah. Before we wrap this up, I want to hit you with another thing that was going to be the next big thing, except everybody on Earth balked at it, scoffed at it, and it's gone away finally. But it went away and nobody really noticed because it went away with such a whimper.
Was that a clue?
NFTs are gone.
Oh man. You know why?
When's the last time you heard about an NFT? It's been like a year and a half at least.
There's two reasons. One, the people that sold them do not want to bring that up anymore.
Yeah.
And then the people that bought them do not want to mention. Like, I remember
people that bought them sure as hell don't want to bring it up.
Do you remember a one of the greatest tag teams in the history of professional wrestling that we've had the honor and privilege of hanging around several times. And I'm not talking about AEW guys either.
No.
Okay, I'm talking about Ricky Morton.
I'm talking about Rock Roll Express, yeah.
Yeah. God bless America. He just sent me down a freaking a path that I can't return from, I don't feel.
Where the hell, when are we ever going
to
see him again?
I was trying to subliminally say that to you, because I can see you, but you can't see me again. Yeah. The John Cena reference. Why was I alluding to him, though? That's the question.
About an NFT.
Oh, okay. So they had one. They had one.
Yeah.
And someone on a thing on X, a thread or whatever, mentioned that to him. Like, hey, God knowing him, somebody approached him and says, hey, this is the new thing. And then he's like, oh, I want to get down on baby early, you know. And the guy starts railing on Ricky Morton and you know, with words. And then all these people were like, well, you're the dummy who bought it. Not and it's like, well, God, I mean, I always had that thought, like, this will never be anything because it ain't a thing. Like,
it ain't a thing, but
it ain't a thing.
It never was.
And God knows that could change in 5 years, where younger kids that have more money and they're like, you know what, we're gonna make it a thing now because our parents have a bunch of that and we're relying on it. Because my parents have a closet full of NFTs to go pay for our college education.
You can't have a closet full of things that don't actually exist.
Well, you know what, it's proverbial, Jim. They're like, they're gonna go up and GameStop that shit. They're gonna be like, hey, guess what, NFTs new thing again.
No, the kids are gonna make fun of who in the hell ever paid for a screenshot.
I mean, dude, it's the dumb. They did it with trading cards. Tops had Tops Digital, and a certain producer that we work with every morning, goes by the name of Jeremy, bought a card on eBay one time, thought he had found this great deal. I forget, it was a patch auto.
Yeah.
And then right when he bought it for like $1.99, realized it said digital. And first off, who's the dipshit underneath him that bid it up? Like, what were they going to buy? You screenshoot it. I know
it's
people can explain.
Yes,
they explain it. It's on the Discord and all that. But
yeah, I know. But when they do that, when they do the explanation, doesn't make any sense to people who generally know enough about that to know what you're talking about. Then it's dumb. Yeah.
When you start talking about the Discord, that's like talking about the universe. Like, all right, whatever you say, I'm gonna believe because I can't think like that.
It's our Discord server.
That's my new T-shirt. Can't think like that. I don't think like that.
This has been fun. This has been a fun Statler and Waldorf type episode, After Hours with the Rise Guys, hasn't it?
I need me one. I don't know what that means.
Those are the old men in the balcony on the Muppet Show.
Okay, close. I need me one of them little things. I see them advertised all the time, but hey, did you not finish that canned drink? We make these little things that fit on top.
Oh, yeah, they used to have those when I was a kid.
I can't drink the rest of this Red Bull.
Well, hell, save it for tomorrow morning.
It won't be no good without don't you love my grammar?
Yeah, it won't be no good.
It won't be no good. Mm-hmm. Well, who cares? We'll work past it. A very caffeinated Matt Man.
I'm 9.
And this has been another edition. Please like, subscribe, comment, and feedback us.
Share.
This has been After Hours with
the Rise Guys.
Took it all, didn't he? Yeah. He ate every bit of it. Enjoy.